We are going to welcome in a guest right now, Jane Strong from The Equus Effect. You can find out more about The Equus Effect at theequuseffect.org. TheEquuse Effect, okay? The Equus Effect. You got to spell it the right way. If you don't spell it the right way, well, it'll probably pop up on Google anyways. I make so many mistakes typing in web addresses, and it always gives me the option anyways. But anyway, let's welcome in Jane. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Marshall.
So did you guys get much wind yesterday?
Oh, wow. We sure did. It was really, there were trees down all over. I couldn't get out of where we live. Up Mudgetown Road and Indian Mountain Road were closed because trees were just falling over. We didn't lost internet service for a bit, but probably just for a couple of hours. So it looked really windy, and it certainly felt it, but we didn't see a lot of trees right here. So
all right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Equus Effect. You had sent me an email, and I think that at this time the coronavirus crisis, pandemic, affects everybody, but it also affects certain segments of the population more than others. Like if you happen to be low income in a city, you are probably, you do have a higher rate of incidence and a higher rate of death. But I also think it affects people like the people you deal with, as a matter of fact, and some additional people that you deal with, because it affects, obviously, doctors, nurses, EMS people, anybody that, and like the veterans that you deal with that are dealing with their normal problems. I would think that this is one additional worry that's on their mind that maybe the Equus Effect can help out with.
Yeah, they certainly do. They don't like any of us, they don't like things that are way beyond their control. We postponed our programming, of course, with them because they would be coming in vans or, you know, even driving. They're going to come in groups, and so we've postponed all of that and the research that we were going to start this spring and summer with Yale and the VA. We had a big research project on deck with them, and we just stopped our planning meetings because it was like almost in one day. Nobody was going anywhere. Nobody was going to meetings. No one was gathering in groups. And it felt like the world changed around March 20th, and that was that. And so we put that on hold. But our team was thinking, you know, we're reading these stories about these docs and nurses and healthcare workers, all of them, and EMS teams, and thinking that just like the veterans, they're going into chaos and turmoil and, you know, who knows what they're going to face. But unlike warriors, they're going into it without the proper equipment, a lot of them. And the sense of overwhelm and upset is very familiar to us as when we work with vets and also with these healthcare workers and anyone on the front line. So we decided to turn our attention to working with those folks because we recognize and understand how this type of trauma, if you will, and secondary trauma of even being around this kind of thing, which is more like an unseen enemy, facing that without the proper equipment and deciding who's going to live and who may die because you don't have the resources you need to help, felt to us like it was very similar to what the veterans we deal with bring home with them from combat situations. So we just decided to try to understand more about them and listening to the stories on the news, which are really great, these firsthand accounts, and kind of get an understanding of what they may be facing and how to deal with them. And so we're gearing up to do that, none of which we can do till the world opens up a little and we're able to bring people here. But that was our interest, was to kind of serve the community and in that way, and also to direct our attention where it seems to be or will be required most in the next coming months. So we plan to do that, and then also just people who are walking around feeling like someone said, like, I feel like I have all these different programs and apps working on my phone and I can't settle down to focus on any one thing because I'm burning up energy just worrying. And worrying about other people and worrying about the unknown. So we'd like to do that, too, to help anybody who wants to come and work with us and the horses because, as I've told you before, the horses do a phenomenal job of providing a connection, a way to settle down because their heart rates are half of ours. Because of the rhythm that they the world they live in is a much slower wavelength, and they have this tremendous gift to give us to help us settle down and to become more present instead of being in the future. And anyway, we just felt like we really had something to offer that was relevant to what's happening right now, not to people necessarily coming in from foreign countries, but right here.
Well, no, I think that's why I wanted to get you on the air and explain that when we come out of this, and we're just never going to be the same again, not for a long time, if ever. And I wasn't, you know, what you pointed out in the email to me, and what I want to point out to people that they're listening now, is that all of a sudden they might have heard of the Equus Effect and veterans, Equus Effect and veterans. But I did want to reiterate the point that when we come out of something like this, all of a sudden it takes your mission and takes that focused scope and really does open it up to people just about every walk of life, that if they want to feel a little calmer, want to get themselves a little more within themselves, the Equus Effect really is a very different way of going about and having themselves return to whatever normality they have.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so we have these tools that we offer to the veterans. We teach them and we put them into practice during the four or five sessions when we see them that we thought would be helpful to people all around here, this area, anybody who's listening to you and anyone who is who's nearby. We just thought these are great tools to use for all us, whether you're with a horse or not, it doesn't matter. You have to learn, if you want, you have to learn to get more grounded and settled so that whatever you're facing, whether it's a person or a situation or just what's going on in your own mind that gets all of us kind of revved up and ungrounded listening to the news and feeling powerless, we have these tools that we use to settle people down. And we have a bunch of them. And so I put a couple in the email, and there are some more up on our website that people can really use to bring themselves back home to themselves when they're dealing with life or getting on a Zoom call. We have one called Emotional Contagion, because if my nervous system is kind of jacked up and I'm worked up and I get on a call with other people will feel it because emotions are contagious, just like this virus. You know, I can get people activated just from my tone of voice or how fast I speak. You know that from the work that you do, that you have a lot. You do have a say in how your voice comes across and how you hold yourself in a situation, and it really affects the outcome of a conversation and helps other people settle down as well as yourself. So,
it's interesting to listen to you talk about that, because the other day on Easter Sunday, I was coming back from the station heading home, and a group of people were social distancing, but they had somebody, the Easter Bunny, and it was just waving at kids in cars because what you're saying, the adults feeling the pressure of the situation and also being at home with their children more, because if they're not going to work and they're not teaching and they're teaching their kids, that pressure transfers from the adults to the kids. And just having something as simple as that in a child's case adds a little bit of normalcy back into their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I think actually, you know, kids get this pretty quickly, and it's kind of fun. It's not a busy activity, but it's something that people can learn to do, to breathe in to the count of three through your nose and out like this kind of noise, like that, to a count of six, actually brings your adrenaline and cortisol levels down. and you can regulate yourself. You can settle, you know, the layman's term would be settle yourself down and feel more grounded. But the neuroscience is that you're slowing your heart rate down and you're regulating your system so that you can actually have more space between a stimulus from the outside and your response. And it's very real, it's very easy, and it's very, very effective in terms of giving yourself a few moments to maybe make a different choice, maybe not be so reactive, you know, maybe not just live in this state of anxiety. And that we're all kind of, I certainly am, when I look at the news, I'm like, whoa, this is way beyond anything I can imagine. So they're on our website, and you know, I said in my email to you, and also in an email we sent out to people, we know that you know, you can call me and talk to me about it, or look at the website and look at the tools and just use them.
Okay, once again, the website is theequiseffect.org, but you're also on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the number that people can call if they want to call you and talk about this
is 860-364-9985. And I'm very happy to talk to people just to see how they're doing and see what's on people's minds, or if they have a story about someone they know who's on the front lines, or just upset about, you know, just things in general. You're not powerless over it, is the point. You do have a say in how you feel and how you come across and how you approach things and situations and people. It's not that far away, and it's just a great tool. They're all great tools we have, and they work for the vets, and they certainly work for people, and we're hoping to help the frontline people come back home and back to some sense of whatever the new normal is going to be in their own lives. So
all right, that's the Equus Effect. Jane, you guys stay healthy and safe, and we'll speak to you again probably in about a month or so, but when hopefully we're coming out of this.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Marshall.
All right. Take care, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Jane Strong, the Equus Effect. Once again, theequiseffect.org. Or if you need to call, they're on Facebook as well, 860-364-9985.